Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, it's a warm day with plenty of sunshine. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are comfortable, while in Jerusalem, the weather remains mild. Haifa is enjoying clear skies, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have struck Iran-backed militias in Iraq. This comes after an attack on an American base. Also, I-24 News reports that Iran has fired missiles at U.S. forces in Jordan. This marks the first such attack since President Trump paused strikes on Iran. Also this hour, Israel Hayom says Prime Minister Netanyahu, when asked about potential arrest abroad, asserted, "We have special forces." Separately, JNS reports an explosive drone from Hezbollah targeted an IDF vehicle in southern Lebanon. Fortunately, no Israeli soldiers were injured. And finally, The Times of Israel reports that U.S.-Saudi strikes in Iraq have killed 20 members of Shiite armed groups linked to Iran, with 32 others wounded. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Waweya posted earlier today that Hezbollah launched a suicide drone at an IDF engineering vehicle near Ali al-Taher. She confirmed no injuries occurred. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 wrote just minutes ago that the IDF considers the drone attack a serious breach of the Lebanon ceasefire by Hezbollah. Meanwhile, Belaz News shared Zelensky's plea to President Trump for emergency Patriot interceptors, highlighting Ukraine's fragile air defense situation. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. and Saudi airstrikes in Iraq. According to Ynet, these strikes targeted key militia sites after Iran's ballistic missile launch at a U.S. base in Jordan. This shows escalating tensions in the region, impacting security dynamics. Turning to Netanyahu's comments, Israel Hayom reports the Prime Minister emphasized Israel's readiness against potential legal challenges abroad. This highlights ongoing diplomatic complexities for Israel on the international stage. Meanwhile, the Hezbollah drone incident, reported by JNS, highlights ongoing hostilities along the southern Lebanese border. The IDF's description of this as a ceasefire violation could heighten tensions further. Additionally, the Times of Israel provides context on the Iraqi militias, noting Tehran's rejection of an Omani proposal for joint discussions. This could affect future diplomatic negotiations in the region. On the economic front, Walla Business reports a controversial incident at Indy Park in Jordan. 14-year-old girls were asked to cover up for religious reasons, sparking a debate on public space use. Separately, Israel Hayom Business says Rothstein plans to expand its housing inventory, with 1,600 new apartments expected on the market by year's end. This signals growth in Israel's real estate sector. And finally, Globes reports that Generation Capital has won the bid for Shikun and Binui Energy. This acquisition could make PowerGen a significant player in Israel's energy market, if regulatory hurdles are cleared. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.